in this. It's an extremely powerful prelude, and for the first time he uses a symmetry, even though it's still in the Romantic period. It's not 3-6-8 time, but not 3-4 time or 4-4 time. It's 15, that's F-I-F, 15-8 time, and in 6 flats at an incredible speed. It is so difficult. By the way, there was no way and is no way for this music to be played unless it's memorized. So I had to memorize all the music in order to play it, even though on a radio program it's not necessary, not necessary at all, because no one's watching except the microphone. But it had to be memorized in order for it to be played. So the 6th prelude, you'll know it. It's extremely powerful. Then the 9th prelude is the shortest of all the preludes. It's only 16 measures long. It's less than a page long. One of the great things about these pieces is that Scriabin could give us an entire idea on less than one page. 16 measures long and it's over. And you'll come across totally satisfied. Now, only the last 3 preludes deal with the movement into mysticism, because I don't want you to become engulfed by too much that you really would rather not hear too much. So you're going to hear 9 of the preludes in the Romantic period. The 10th will be a premonition. You're going to hear music that's not beautiful, but is gripping. It's less beautiful and less beautiful, and finally it's over. The last 2 preludes are in the sheer center of this thing we call mysticism. So I want you to hear this. The program starts with a theme song, by the way, which was a Longy theme song. And then the announcer will announce some of the preludes, and then I'll play. And after playing it, the announcer will continue to enumerate the opus numbers and whatever, the category of the preludes. And then you'll hear the theme song, and then it's over. So here we are. I'll talk a little bit after this program is over, but I'd like to know what your thoughts are about it. Have fun.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm sorry, the CD seems to have just stopped playing, everybody.
Cooperation with the Longy School of Music of Cambridge, the CR Network now presents one in a series of stereophonic recitals featuring artists from the school and supervised by Longy School Director Nicholas Van Sleck, noted composer and pianist. Featured in this Longy School recital, Preludes of Scriabin, Opus 11, number 5, numbers 21, 1, 16, 13, and 14, and a selection of other preludes. Performance of a faculty member of the Longy School of Music.
I guess it's less is saying it's a older CD.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it
played perfectly at home all the time.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in this other CD player and see if maybe that helps. It doesn't. I can't even. I'm so sorry, Les. But
we're done.
Yeah, it's just not liking it at all. Well, let's see if I can do something with this, and we can move on to Mark, if you're ready. I could just play your music, and you could do the reviews and stuff later.
Sure. So, we can try some other CDs possibly, if that works.
Yeah, I can try. Yeah, another CD player, maybe.
Yeah, we can just switch them out and then work on the, while we're playing we'll figure it out. Yeah. So,
at the moment, it's just not, at all.
Okay.
But, so you had 5 songs.
Yes.
And we can play those and I can see what I can do.
Oh, that and then, we'll try to figure this out. Now, is it possible that we could use the other studio to do this?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. All right.
Mm-mm.
Okay. We'll figure this out.
Yep.
So we'll switch them for now and then we'll try to come back.
Okay, so you had 5 song sets, starting with a band called Bell X1.
Right, which no one knows about in America, but they're the second biggest band in Ireland, believe it or not, next to you know who. You just played them.
Mm-hmm, I did.
And they're just one of those bands. They're from the northern part of, not Northern Ireland, but northern part of Ireland. And this was one of the songs you might hear in this country, but... other than this, you'll never hear these guys at all.
Okay.
But good stuff.
This is a couple songs from Mark here at WMFO in Medford.
If I don't owe you a favor, you don't know me. I don't believe we've ever even met. If there's a God in heaven, you can show me. Then I guess I should admit I lost the bet. There are moments I could hold you forever, and there are moments that lasted way too long. And there are days when I change with the weather to hold you in place would be wrong. There's a road left behind me that I'd rather not speak of, and a hard one ahead of me too. I love you, whatever you do. I got a life to live too. I never met a morning I could get through with nothing on my breath to hold the night. And I never said I'm sorry, but I meant to. I never met a coward I don't like. There are reasons why my body stays in motion, but at the moment only demons come to mind. There are days when I could walk into the ocean with no one else but you to leave behind. There's a road left behind me that I'd rather not speak of, and a hard one ahead of me too. I love you, whatever you do. I got a life to live too. There's a road left behind me that I'd rather not speak of, and a hard one ahead of me too. Life to live to.
I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself a sail. Then I'll float to you, my darling, with the evening on my tail. Although not the most honest means of travel, it gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, babe, and a helpless one at best. Darling, I'll leave your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, and I'm often found explaining, but the hurt plays out all the same. And although I'm left defeated, it gets held against my name. I know you got plenty to offer, baby, but I guess I've taken quite enough. While I'm some stain there on your bedsheet, you're my diamond in the rough. Darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. After my clothes, just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, and I'll be there waiting for you.
Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day.
cup, I was all alone. With a broken heart, I took it home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do?
It's WMFO. I want you all to cross your fingers up out there because we've Mickey Moused a solution for this CD with Les playing. So let me just tell you, that was a set from Mark. Ended up with Steve Earle, the great Galway girl from Transcendental Blues. Just before that, Paolo Nutini from 2009's Sunny Side Up. That was Candy. Guided by Voices before that from 2014's Motivational Jumpsuit. That was Vote for Me, Dummy. Brandi Carlile, that's brand new. That's the one that he was saying we put in there just today because brand new from her, Whatever You Do. And Bell X1, Rocky Took a Lover from the Flock CD.
Yep.
And thank you, Mark. That was great.
And now we shift into the Do the Right Thing segment, where we're back into the 80s, doing our Public Enemy thing with the boombox of all things.
So we found a boombox, and we're taking the headphone out, and maybe this CD will play. So once again, Les, here's your presentation.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Everyone please pray.
I'm
going to
cross my eyes, too. All right.
Thanks.
Push play, Mark.
Okay.
Where's play? Where is it?
Where is play? This boombox is old enough to vote. Jeez. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Right.
This is good radio, right?
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
Or something.
Is it playing?
Okay, it's on. Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, I don't hear anything.
Why are you not hearing anything?
I don't know. Uh-oh. It worked before.
Oh, you know what?
You didn't push play, did you?
No, I did push play.
He did something wrong.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is the power went out.
The power went out?
Yeah.
Well, that's... Did you step on something? People didn't cross their fingers hard enough out there.
Remember the scene in Airplane where the guy pulled the plug and the whole airport went out? Everything went out? That's what just happened here.
Did you step on the there's other...
I did not step on the plug,
okay,
as far as you know.
There's other plugs, I mean...
We're back in business.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's got to take a minute. The tubes have to warm up in this boombox, okay? So, you know, the FCC is actually going to be coming in 5 minutes. So.
3 minutes. Today's Saturday. They're faster.
Anyways, I think we're good to go.
All right.
Please pray. I'm not a praying guy, but please pray.
Did you push play?
Here we go.
All right.
With the Longy School of Music of Cambridge, the CR Network now presents one in a series of stereophonic recitals featuring artists from the school and supervised by Longy School Director Nicholas Van Sleck, noted composer and pianist. Featured in this Longy School recital, Preludes of Scriabin, Opus 11, number 5, numbers 21, 1, 16, 13, and 14, and a selection of other preludes. Performance of a faculty member of the Longy School of Music, Leslie Hurwitz. Thank you.
No, I was... Oh, the power went out. You stepped on something.
It keeps coming out.
Okay.
So, do we have to start over again?
I don't know. It's playing again? Yeah.
I'm fast forwarding because we're having more issues, but we're okay now.
We're going to get this played.
We are now on a mission from God.
Okay, and you're going to walk away from wherever that plug is.
Thank you.
program coming in now.
Wow. Hey. That was Les Hurwitz, everybody, playing the keys. And we finally got it playing on this gray boombox that if you have my Facebook account up, you can see. Bravo to you for playing that, and bravo to you for finding this in the music office.
So Mike and I, actually, we probably have 40 years of radio experience. I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever seen anything like that happen.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it had to be me.
So let's have you talk some more about this.
You know, I'll take very, very little time.
That's okay.
Were you able to remember what I said? I have almost no impact upon you in the first case, so I'm not sure that I got through to you guys. But the music, as you can tell, I'm sure, especially those of you who know something about music, that there's no way to play this without memorizing it. It cannot be played if there's music in front of your eyes trying to get through to the music itself. It's ridiculous. Very quickly, the most amazing thing is that, you know, there's a cast of characters we can't talk about, but there was one. He was Scriabin was on vacation in Switzerland, and he saw a guy next to him on the lake Lucerne, and he went over and introduced himself because they were the only two guys around. And the guy introduced himself as Georgi Plekhanov, and Georgi Plekhanov was in exile from Russia before the revolution. He was the one who translated Das Kapital from German into Russian, and our world today is based upon what this guy did. And they became very close friends. And as a matter of fact, Plekhanov once complained to his friend Scriabin, "What is it with you artists? Your feet are firmly planted in midair all the time." So very interesting, and fantastically, someday I'll talk to you about the son of Alexander Scriabin. Julian Scriabin took up where his father left off with his whole new system called quartal harmonies, which you heard in the last two pieces, a whole new system. Julian Scriabin died in a drowning accident at age 11. There are four pieces that are out there, and I've got them. They're unpublished. And you can hear them on YouTube, I believe. Four preludes by Julian Scriabin, who wrote them at age 9. So it's possible that the only time of genius equal to that of Mozart could have been this man, this little kid here, right there. And so I just wanted you to know about the world surrounding the name Scriabin. Thank you very much, and thank you, guys. You were terrific. Your performance was even better than mine.
And Les, what year was that done? Did you play that?
I would say in the maybe middle to late 80s, and maybe that's why the CD was a little recalcitrant. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But I appreciate it. Thank you very much for allowing me to become totally democratized today. Thank you very much.
Well, it was terrific to hear
that.
Can
we give a thanks to Bob in the other room?
Yes.
Because
Bob Angel. Thanks.
We didn't really know what to do. We were looking around. It's like, okay, how are we going to work this out? And then I go across, and Bob's in there getting ready for his show, I believe. And he's like, "Hey, what's up?" And I look behind him. There's like 15 boom boxes. And all of a sudden, I realize, you know what? All is not lost.
And then the power keeps going out because it's a loose plug.
I know. It's a loose plug. I mean, it wasn't my fault, even though I kicked the plug out a couple times. But it's never my fault, of course.
Of course not.
No.
All right. So that was a very interesting. I mean, I wish. I mean, we still have a little bit of time to play some things, and I wonder if there's any more that you could tell us, you know, because it was just such a varying degree of, as you had promoted it to be.
Okay, well, you know, thanks, Mike. There's a cast of characters here.
Okay.
Scriabin is a central character, obviously, but listen to the names of some of these people that were at least obliquely associated with the name Scriabin. How about Douglas MacArthur, who was one of the great generals of the Second World War?
Mm-hmm.
How? And I'll tell you in a moment. Then Fabian Bowers, whom almost no one knows today. And, of course, Plekhanov, the man who changed the name of the world by his translation into Russian of something by a German, which is rather interesting. Douglas MacArthur was made, of course, essentially Viceroy of Japan after the Second World War by Harry Truman. And his aide-de-camp, his aide was a fellow by the name of Fabian Bowers, who understood and was able to translate out of English two languages, namely Japanese. He knew Japanese, and that's why he was chosen. And those two really helped create the democracy we now know as Japan. Now, Fabian Bowers, the aide-de-camp to Douglas MacArthur, also knew how to speak, read, write, and do anything in Russian. And actually, his two-volume biography of Alexander Scriabin is, I think, the definitive biography of Scriabin. This is by Faubion Bowers, F-A-U-B-I-O-N-B-O-W-E-R-S. Hmm. And if you want to read about this incredibly gifted guy, by the way, Scriabin died at age only 44 in 1915. And if it hadn't been, if it had been possible for Alexander Fleming to have brought his little penicillin, his wonderful little invention, down about 17 years, he might have saved this man's life. Yeah. Because at age 44, all of a sudden, Scriabin came down with what is called a sepsis, I believe. That's called a boil on his lip, and it changed into blood poisoning, and in 2 days he was dead. Now, just imagine, penicillin would have saved him in 12 hours. There's no question about it. And he would have gone, God knows where he would have taken this world in terms of music, what this guy did in such a short life. Plus his son, Julian, who was able to use quartal harmonies, the new system that you heard in the last two pieces.
At age nine.
Absolutely. At age nine, he did it. Now, some musicologists poo-pooed and said, no, his father must have written them and put his name on it. No way. The forensics and science prove that this handwriting was Julian Scriabin's at age 9.5 years old, leaving quartal harmonies, which were never followed. No one followed Scriabin stylistically. Rachmaninoff tried it for a little while and became all screwed up and ended up almost committing suicide and had to go see Russia's first suggestive hypnotist, Dr. Dow, who said, no, you will write until you die. And Rachmaninoff was a great success and did not stop writing until the day he died in 1943. I mean, what kind of a story do you want? I mean,
know.
I'm telling you, all of this is true. Check me out.
That was crazy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. All right, it's WMFO. We got about 5 more minutes. Kirsten is coming in for something about the women, and she asked me if we could play a song by the Cast Irons because they're playing tonight in Medfield at the Zulu Gallery. They're just a wonderful band. They're good friends of ours, and we want to play something called Road, which is new for them. And we want to thank them for everything. You know, Bob, who's been here for our live music days, and the whole band has helped us so much with the back line for our live music day. So we just want to thank the Cast Irons. And I know that Kirsten, who's just walking in with a big smile on her face.
Cast
we want to, yeah, we've got a microphone for you there. We just want to thank the Cast Irons a lot, right?
Thank you all for everything that you helped us out with. I don't know how we could have done it without you, and not only staying through our organization, but then the students as well. And yay, can't wait to hear you play tonight.
Yay, Cast Irons. Yep. All right, so it's Mike on the mic. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Les and Mark, very much for an interesting show.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy I got to hear you play finally.
Oh, well, my pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
And it was definitely a different day.
It was.
Yeah, it was very different. And I'm putting the boombox back now.
Okay. These are our friends, the Cast Irons, doing Road. Enjoy, everybody. And stick around for something about the women with Cast. And you've got a guest at noon, don't you?
I do.
Who's going to be in?
Jennifer Truesdale.
Jennifer Truesdale.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Jennifer Truesdale?
Yeah, she played at the Burin last night. She packed the house. Standing
really?
Only.
Guess who I used to hang out with?
Jennifer Truesdale?
She and I went to school together.
She's going to be here at 11:30.
So wow. Hang out and say please hi. Tell her I said hi. I have to head out, but yeah, I've known her forever.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening. If they let me, I'll come back and do this again next week at 9.
Just don't have me around, that's all.
Bye, everybody. Right. All these thoughts.
I'm so